If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk to Paul Wallace. He's a trading coach and founder of the London Traders Network. Very good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Moose.
Right, let's talk about the dollar. Let's go to the first slide. A dollar makes me holler. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I suppose most traders, especially FX traders, would know for the last year that the dollar's been the whipping boy, okay? It's been the bottom of the kind of strength matrix. And, you know, there was great trades to be had, just basically selling the dollar against everything else. And we started 2018 in that same vein. But actually, over the last few weeks, okay, we've seen a little bit of a change. And I'm sort of talking about, is there a change in the sentiment for the dollar? And as always, you know, I have to trade what I see, so I thought I'd bring up a few charts and we could have a look through.
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's kick off with the US dollar daily index. Is there a reasonable chance we found a base?
Well, I think there's a good chance though, okay? I think there's a good chance. This is a you know, it's a daily chart. I appreciate for completely new traders, it's very simple. Green bullish, red bearish candles, a blue 20 period moving average, which we'll touch on again. Red 50, green 200, and a few levels of horizontal support resistance.
But technical analysis, keep it simple, right?
Yeah, exactly. Less is more. Less is most definitely more. And we saw, you know, we've seen a, you know, kind of a base there, sort of a double, triple bottom there, around about that kind of 88.30.
Which is a bullish formation, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, we've seen a little bit of a push up, and I kind of wanted to draw attention to what we saw there the last day or two was the kind of the 20 period moving average started to turn up, and it moved from being dynamic resistance to being dynamic support. And I kind of drew a little sort of diagonal there. What I'd like to see is price come down, test that 20 period moving average again, and then if that holds and moves up, well then, you know, maybe I'm looking for a move to up to around about that 92.50, okay, in towards that, where that 200 period moving average
is. Okay, so the charts on the dollar index certainly looking as if could be some upside.
Yeah, this is definitely, that's what I'm looking at the moment. And then when we see how the dollar is against other currencies, it kind of, I think it just reinforces.
Okay, well, let's go that. Move on to the euro against the US dollar on a daily chart.
Okay, once again, it's euro dollar chart. Now, you know, what I see this is, you know, there was a lovely kind of triple top there at the 125 level, okay? Why is 125 level the important one? I don't know, and actually, I don't care. I just trade what I see. I trade what I see. And the kind of the final part of that, which was also in the dollar index, there was a nice sort of a bearish key reversal there. Prices rolled down, and once again, what I've drawn in, there's probably a couple of little yellow boxes that you can see where the 20 period moving average was daily support, dynamic support, and now it's started to become dynamic resistance.
Very good.
And I think if there's a break and hold beneath that kind of 122 level, then we might move back into a kind of that zone between about 115 to 120.
Understood. Let's move on to cable, the great British pound against the US dollar. Which way will you position yourself here?
Go. Okay, so you know, I've been long mostly on euro and cable for most of the last year. That's kind of changing now. So, you know, we had a lovely move up there. We got above 140. You might even say it went a little parabolic. We had a lovely kind of 1-2-3 reversal top there. And then what we've actually seen here on the daily chart is, you know, it's sort of, I've been looking at it as it's kind of coiling up into a triangle. What I sort of note is that all of the highs, we've had lower highs on the daily chart. I started to get short from Tuesday before it dropped, and now that's what I look at as, you know, getting down to kind of that beneath that 130, holding maybe beneath 137, then moving down around back to that range of around about 135.
Okay, so on the bear there. Let's move on to the US dollar against the CAD. Looney, what's going on here?
So for me, this was the kind of the canary in the coal mine. All right, dollar has been weak, okay, up until about a month ago, and what we see here is the dollar CAD was on the daily, was in a nice downtrend, but once again, you can see the 20 period moving average is acting as very nice dynamic resistance. Start of February, we had that big key reversal day, and before all the other currencies, what we've seen is the dollar was basically strong against the Canadian dollar for the whole of February. All right, and it was the canary in the coal mine that invariably, you know, things were turning, things were changing. Okay, so what I would link that into, okay, for traders is Canadian dollar is now slipping to the bottom of the pile, and that's going to be the whipping boy, I think, for the next few weeks.
Okay, so we know which way we'd be there.
Yep.
Let's go to dollar yen. Now, this is a weekly chart. We've got this triangle formation, looking for an explosive move out of triangles, the textbooks would tell us. What are you thinking?
Absolutely. So this, you know, you can see, is a big weekly chart, big weekly triangle that's been forming. And what we saw was a break of that, okay? And people who like to trade either breaks of trend lines or triangles themselves, And what you're looking for is, you know, break of that trend line, then come back, test that trend line, sort of kiss the trend line goodbye. Yep. And that's what we've had. And what that, the kind of the extra picture we get from that is, yes, the dollar has been strong, but still at the moment, yen is the king of the hill for the last month, and that's what we've seen. And that's what we'd see, a breakdown beneath kind of 105 hold, then basically sort of continue down to kind of the 106, 10 lower regions.
Okay, so the textbooks would say that whatever period you're looking at, you're looking for two consecutive close below a key trend line.
Yep.
On the return move to that trend line, you'd expect an increase in volume as the sellers came in, right? Have you got all the characteristics there, would you say, for this to go lower?
Well, I think, you know, for me, the way I'd look at this is a weekly chart, okay, right? And I'd actually be looking at what's going down to maybe a daily or four-hourly chart to actually see how does the price action revolve around once it gets back up to that trend
line. So you'd want confirmation on the shorter time frames?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. That gives me the opportunity to get in a little bit earlier, to take a smaller trade risk, okay, yep. in terms of, you know, the number of pips that I'd be risking and the opportunity to maybe, you know, extend. When the extend happens, I get a better asymmetric reward to risk ratio on my trades.
Understood. Right, most important slide of all. let's wrap up with this.
Yeah, London Traders Network. All right, so as always, I say to people, you know, if you disagree with my analysis, come and have a beer with the other traders and you can argue to your heart's content with me about it. I quite welcome that. All right, so 6 socials a year. Next one is Wednesday 21st of March, and it's in the normally in the cellar bar of the Newman Pub on Gracechurch Street. Doesn't matter whether you've been trading for 2 weeks or 2 decades, just come and have a beer with your tribe.
It's fair to say you get all sorts there.
It's fair to say we do get all sorts, including yourself, Moose.
There you go. Paul, as always, great to see you. Thanks,
Moose.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.